Changes in our ecosystem often don't come to mind until we see them on our plates. Our current moment to play marine biologist is owed to missing oysters, the Louisiana staple now rationed or quite expensive or just in hiding. The unprecedented opening of the Bonnie Carey spillway is the culprit. Fresh water diverted from the unprecedentedly high Mississippi River, affecting the oysters' saltwater homes. Now, explaining all that unprecedented stuff would take more time than convincing a newbie to slurp down her first dozen raw, but it's enough to say the ecosystem is connected. The ecosystem can be fragile. The ecosystem is affected by our actions. This is true out there in nature. It's also true in here, with our natures. We, though many, are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us, let us exercise them. St. Paul, in our first reading, offers the list of a Christian community, various gifts and their need for expression. How much all need to be present. Not just in one person, but in the community. How much if one slacks, the others are affected. We're invited to look at our own ecosystems this morning, those communities we participate in, where and how my gifts are expressed, where and how certain gifts might be lacking. We affect each other intimately in this body of Christ. May we not notice what should be there only when it's missing from our plates or our community lives.